Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.
As you know, Statistics SA does give us some economic data and indices that we can use as key data points to essentially has been released and growth decelerated. What we saw in July was a print of 5.7%. Come August, that dipped to 2.3% year on year. So quite clearly, it is quite telling about the restraint and drag that we do see in the retail sales for in South Africa. To tell us more on this, we're joined by Siphamandla Mkhwanazi, Senior Economist at FNB. Siphamandla, happy to have you back on the show.
Thank you so much. Good evening to you and your listeners.
Excited to speak to you on these numbers, even though they do show a level of concern. I mentioned to Elise that perhaps we are seeing that South Africa's economy wants to bolster and see an improvement in performance, but it does seem as though we have this ball and chain tied to our ankles. So if we look at retail sales figures, August, should we be disappointed?
It's a bit of a start and stop, Gugu. Last month, as you correctly point out, we saw very strong showing from retail sales at 5.7. This time around, we're at 2.3, which is significantly even below what the market has expected. The market has expected an expansion of around 3.7%. However, I would like to agree with your previous speaker, Liz, that if you look at it from a longer term perspective. Year to date, we are 4.1% higher than the previous year. So if you compare volume of sales from January to August in 2025 compared to 2024, and you can even go back to even 2020, this is probably, not probably, this is actually the best showing of retail sales in the first 8 months of the year. So yes, in the month of August alone, we did see a deceleration, but I don't think it paints necessarily a bleak picture. I think there are some green shoots there and there, specifically if you look at the shift in spending patterns. In one way, they do point to consumers wanting to engage more in non-discretionary spend, but also it may point to some underlying pressures.
Got you. And maybe let's talk about where we are spending our money. Seems as though we might not be buying as much food and clothing, but we are certainly spending on hardware, paint and glass. Add some context around where we see the green shoots here.
Absolutely. So out of the seven categories of retail sales, there was an expansion across six types of retailers, with an exception of specialist food and beverages retailers. Now, we need to put some context into that. It may not necessarily mean that we are spending less on food. It just means that we are spending less on food in those types of retailers. So these are specialist retailers, so your butcheries, those that specialize in food and beverages. It may mean that given the high food inflation, that the elevated food inflation that consumers are dealing with at the moment, they may be looking for specials. They may be looking to buy in bulk. So they may be shifting away from your specialist food retailers to more of your general dealers. So those are your general dealers, your big chain shops where most of us do our groceries. So there may be those underlying factors. If we were wrong in that prediction, Gugu, it may mean though that you are seeing low income households spending less on foods, which would be a concern.
And it certainly would be a concern because, as we know, that's a fundamental and a requirement for many. I mean, part of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, really. But let's talk about, you know, the increased spend specifically when it comes to other retailers. I see online features prominently, furniture as well as hardware. If I'm not mistaken, the last time we saw the similar trend was back in 2020, right, where South Africans were trying to expand in just improving their homes and the space that they were in, just given the fact that we were now under lockdown and in those personal spaces for a lot longer than what we were used to. Would my analysis be correct?
Your analysis would be correct. I wanted to mention two points here, Gugu. Firstly, let's speak about other retailers. Yes. Now, it's a catch-all category, but in that category, you have your jewelry retailers. You've got your online shops there as well. Most of us are doing our groceries online these days, so it is telling the figures that we are seeing there are also thing. But at the same time, it could be saying that we are seeing consumers wanting starting to spend more on your non-essentials, because somewhere there you've got your sporting equipment. So it generally, that category generally comprises of your non-essential spending. So there's some willingness to spend on non-essential goods, which would mean that there is a bit more in the pockets of consumers, and they are feeling that they could spend on such items, including jewelry. But you also speak of furniture. The last time we did see this was during that cycle in 2020, as you mentioned, when we were spending much more time in our homes. Mm-hmm. I suspect here that given the fact that category has been underperforming for quite some time now, we may be seeing some specials there, and consumers are taking advantage of those. It could also mean that we are breaking things quite a lot these days because we spend a lot of time in our homes. There could be some replacement pressures that are taking place as well.
Got you. Cyclical activity there. There's a key word and phrase that you alluded to earlier, which is purchasing power. When you say that, our minds already know it's the interest rates that have also played an influence. Are we seeing, I guess, that the lag effect now start to reveal itself in terms of lower interest rates being supportive of increased consumer spending, even though it's not at the levels that we'd like to see for the month of August?
Certainly, Gugu, certainly, especially if you agree with me that we are seeing this shift towards your non-discretionary spending. So it would mean that there is a bit of willingness to, I wouldn't say splurge, but we're just below splurge. So we are feeling a little bit more better than we did about 8, 10 months ago. But Gugu, I also want to mention here that we must be careful not to overplay the impact of interest rates here. Mm-hmm. We did a study that shows that for homeowners within our bank that own a property, the savings have more or less been eaten away by the increases in utilities, that inflation of, you know, your taxes and all of that goes with owning a house. So since the first cut in interest rates, yes, on paper there are savings, but those have been eaten away by increases in associated costs of owning a house. However, you know, your bond is not the only thing that is linked to interest rates. There could be cars that we see consumers buying a lot these days. So there could be savings there and there. However, the point I'm making here is that we mustn't overplay the impact of interest rates. For those that own houses, there isn't too much of savings, but that is not the only debt you own.
That is such a refreshing perspective for us to be aware of, because that's the reality that we often experience, right, as consumers, that hold on, we're seeing these cuts, but it just feels like I'm paying for a little bit more at the till, exactly, through the debit orders, as well as the various transactions I participate in. Pamanga, I also want to just, you know, get your views and forecasts when it comes to South Africa's growth and maybe underpinning it regarding retail, but also looking at some other economic data that's been released today. I don't want to let you go without reflecting on the mining output, which also took a bit of a dip in the month of August, and maybe not a bit, a substantial one, 6.3% in terms of mining output. And an unfortunate time, because if you look at where commodity prices are,
exactly,
the gold prices, ours for the taking. Your reflections on that poor performance there?
Another missed opportunity, yeah. Gugu. I don't know how long in South Africa we're going to sing this song, right, of missing opportunities. High, very high commodity prices. I mean, this is such a low-hanging fruit. However, we are not seeing enough output coming from our mining houses. So it is a missed opportunity. It is disappointing. We had been seeing positive momentum in the last couple of months. We were hoping for an extension of that positive momentum. But however, it was never to be this month. We'll have to then to see what happens next month, given the extent of a decline this time around. The outlook for the next couple of months is not so great when we think of GDP for third quarter. However, from a retail perspective, from a consumer activity perspective, there is a positive momentum there.
Got you. Yep, retail activity, especially with Black Friday, the festive season, and back to school activity in January. Hopefully we will see a beautiful pickup there, and maybe we will be able to justify the IMF's outlook of 3.2% in terms of South Africa's economic growth. Do you agree with it? Is it in line with your views and expectations as FNB?
So if we were to record 0% growth for the remainder of the year, our GDP for the year would average somewhere around 1%. So even from a mathematical perspective, we are bound to see some sort of growth. Just over 1% would make sense. However, maybe not towards a 3%.
Got you. Oh, but we need it. We need the improvement. Siphamandla, thank you so much for your time as always. It's always refreshing speaking to you. I hope the next time we touch base, we'll have some good news to share regarding retail sales in South Africa.
It's about time. Yeah. Thank you, Gugu, for having me.
100%. Thank you. Siphamandla Mkhwanazi, Senior Economist at FNB, helping us unpack the August figure for retail sales. As you've heard, he's put it into context. It is down 2.3% year-on-year in August, but if you do compare it over the eight-month period in comparison to the year before, we are actually seeing a slight improvement in terms of retail sales in South Africa. We're spending a lot more on online jewelry as well as hardware, so it seems as though many of us are busy with our fixer-uppers, if I can refer to it as such, in our homes. Clothing and footwear reducing slightly, and it is as though we're purchasing from more general dealers. So think of it as making bulk purchases from the likes of wholesale dealers like a Makro versus going into a Spa or Pick and Pay and buying basket items. That is part of the assessment that's come through in terms of the numbers. Share your thoughts. Is the experience the same for you? 0636880959. That's where you can share your WhatsApps. Tell us as to what your retail activity is like. Are you buying the big, bold things, redoing a home, moving into a new home, refurbishing a place, or are you just back to basics? Bread and butter. Let us know.
Click kaya959.co.za to download the Kaya Biz podcast.